Good morning. It's the 31st of October. Our first reading for the day is 2 Chronicles 29. I'm reading to you from Brother Harry Whittaker's book, Hezekiah the Great. I read. When King Ahaz died, the temple of the Lord had become a slovenly mess. Some of the sanctuary buildings, which had been occupied by the Assyrians, were more like stables than a place of holiness. The doors of the holy place had been long shut up. The priests, a drunken crew, gave no instruction in the law of God and offered sacrifices only on the pagan altar which Ahaz had installed. The great altar of burnt offering had been shifted bodily from the rock foundation on which it stood and now was neglected and unused in a remote corner. That godly zealot, young Hezekiah, had been biding his time, albeit impatiently. As soon as power was in his hands and his only, he went ahead in dynamic fashion to cleanse and reconsecrate the sanctuary and its men, and to revitalize the worship of Jehovah among his people. No time was lost. He called a mass meeting of the priests and Levites in the court of the Gentiles. From the former, there was only poor response. Too many of them had been corrupted by the evil years. But the Levites, who for the most part had been suspended from their less honourable tasks, answered Hezekiah's call with alacrity. There, in the temple court, he addressed them in person, outlining the high duty which lay on them especially to restore the honour of Jehovah in his house in Jerusalem. He ended with a ringing appeal for their support in the good work of reformation. Trespass against God's law, evil practised in this holy place, a deliberate turning away from him whom it should have been their joy to honour. And instead, there had been shameful submission to a foreign yoke and foul foreign religion. Offerings and worship had been long discontinued. No wonder, then, that wrath had come on this people from the Lord their God, who delivered them to astonishment and hissing. He had even removed many into captivity. There had been shameful defeats in battle, and many high-born personages, including members of the royal family, had been demanded as hostages by the imperious Assyrians and would probably never be seen again in Judah's capital. One thing, and one thing only, could save the nation from its present degradation. The people must renew their covenant with their God. Priests and Levites must show the way to a more wholesome way of life. Then, first let the sanctuary be cleansed from end to end. Away with all the foulness and defilement which had been such a long-lasting blasphemy. Let that pagan altar be smashed up so that the holy altar of burnt offering might be re-established in its rightful place. Priests and Levites must cleanse and sanctify themselves afresh, and the splendid ritual of the temple be resumed precisely as the piety and genius of David had originally appointed. And now the exhortation. The call to rededication was not lost on them. These men of the sanctuary responded wholeheartedly. The first move was to appoint a committee of 14 to organise the task laid upon them, 2 from each of the 3 families of the tribe of Levi, 2 from each of the 3 sections of the temple choir and orchestra, and 2 from the Kohathites, because they carried the greatest responsibility. All true reformation begins within, and turns to externals and formalities later. And so here, the priests went into the inner part of the house of the Lord to cleanse it, and brought out all the uncleanness that they found in the temple of the Lord. And so it should be with us in all that we seek to do in our lives of service. Thank you for listening.